The European Commission says it will study the list of steel products Washington is excluding from a controversial list of tariffs. Yesterday, the Bush administration said it would drop 178 foreign steel products from the tariffs announced in March. When they were imposed, the tariffs raised fears of a trade war. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
The Bush administration yesterday released a long list of exclusions, bringing to 3.2 million metric tons the amount of foreign steel which won't be hit by tariffs. Last March, Washington responded to calls for help from the struggling U.S. steel industry by hitting foreign steel with tariffs ranging from 8 to 30%. That move provoked an international firestorm of protest. The European Union was joined by Japan, Korea, and other steel-producing nations in taking the issue before the World Trade Organization. Over the months, the Bush administration responded to the outcry by gradually dropping tariffs on more and more foreign steel products, now including a broad range of plate, hot-rolled, cold-rolled, and stainless steel. Japan has welcomed the latest decision. Now about 70% of Japanese steel will enter the U.S. free of tariffs. But the Japanese government says it will still pursue the matter before the WTO. It says the tariffs are in violation of its rules on international trade and is considering countermeasures for the end of the month. Europe, too, is poised to strike. It has a $350 million hit list of American products it will slap with tariffs if it isn't satisfied over steel. The products were chosen to hurt President Bush and the Republican Party politically in fall congressional elections. They include Florida citrus products and textiles from North and South Carolina. European officials have said they will wait until September before moving on the list. As big as the steel dispute may be, it is dwarfed by a transatlantic conflict over U.S. tax breaks, which could worsen today. The WTO is expected to determine the amount of sanctions the European Union can impose on the U.S. in compensation for the breaks, which the WTO has ruled are illegal. The total bill will be somewhere between $1 and $4 billion. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.